Information at work on the web at cs-il.org.
Ed Kieser has a mostly sunny weekend in the forecast, and we'll have details on that in 5 minutes. And then at 10 till, we'll open the phone lines. You can call in and talk to Ed. But right now, it's AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Any federal bailout of the financial industry will likely not get the yes vote of an East Central Illinois congressman. Tim Johnson of Urbana says even if fellow Republicans come to a compromise with Democrats on a bailout plan, he's against the concept of making taxpayers pay for the mistakes of firms that invested in risky mortgage-based securities. He also says he's going along with the wishes of his 15th district constituents.
This is a bad approach. It's one that serves us extraordinarily poorly for the future. And I think it's something, and quite frankly, I think serves us extraordinarily poorly in the short run.
Johnson says a bailout would send to people a message that bad decisions have no consequences, but he says Congress ought to react to the latest financial crisis in ways short of a bailout, such as increased oversight, though Johnson says he and Congress don't have specific proposals yet. Congressman Rahm Emanuel is a Democrat from Chicago. He says the tentative deal is a big improvement from the Bush administration's original proposal.
We took that proposal, which on the face of it was ridiculous, and then started to do what we thought was appropriate to put accountability back into this to make sure taxpayers were protected.
Meanwhile, legislators in Washington continue the work on the details of the billion-dollar agreement, at the $700 billion agreement. At the Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago, economists and bankers from around the world yesterday were discussing the troubled financial markets. Adrian Hill has more.
The conference has been scheduled for months. Its focus, the credit market turmoil. David Greenlaw of Morgan Stanley started his presentation with a joke about the prescience of the conference organizers.
I have to, though, tell you that they don't have perfect foresight. When I agreed to participate in this conference back in March, the topic of this session, session two, was how serious was the damage related to the credit crunch.
The session had, of course, been changed to how serious is the damage. Greenlaw says he's pleased to hear about the progress in Washington.
You need to see where all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
But he thinks the plan could go a long way to easing the credit crunch. I'm Adrian Hill.
The parents of two girls abused by a teacher have filed a lawsuit in McLean County Circuit Court against the Normal School District, district officials, and the now jailed teacher. The lawsuit was filed yesterday on behalf of two girls who were in John White's first grade class in 2003 and 2004 at Colleen Hoos Elementary School. White is now serving a 60-year prison term after admitting he sexually abused young girls in Urbana and Normal schools. White also taught at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary, where he admitted to abusing eight students. The lawsuit contends White committed sexual misconduct and school officials failed to report misconduct that had been brought to their attention. Three other lawsuits have been filed. Normal school officials yesterday referred questions to lawyer Tamara Hackman of Urbana, who declined comment, saying she hasn't seen the 23-count lawsuit, which seeks more than $50,000 and punitive damages. A University of Illinois English professor says there are several flaws in a new memo that bars political activities among faculty and staff. Carrie Nelson is also the national president of the American Association of University Professors. His organization has submitted a response to the U of I's new ethics policy, which he says appears to be a first among campuses nationwide. The AAUP says prohibiting such activity as wearing campaign buttons or attending rallies violates free speech. Nelson says there's nothing in a 2003 state ethics law cited by the U of I that blocks such activity. And he says there's a problem with applying the laws to some staff, including graduate teaching assistants, who he says also retain certain rights as students on campus when they're not working. Nelson says that line of thought can apply to faculty as well.
If I'm sitting in my office holding a conference with a student, I'm a faculty member and I'm an employee at that moment. But if I receive a call from the Obama campaign on my cell phone while I'm sitting in the office, I at that point become a citizen and speak to the Obama campaign or the McCain campaign as a citizen.
The U of I indicates it doesn't plan on policing political activity, but Nelson notes the university is marking those practices, meaning they could be enforced later. This week, University President Joseph White told the U of I's Faculty Senate that he expects these ethics violations to occur from time to time, and he says common sense will prevail, but White admits the policy will likely prompt further review. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Well, the nice weather continues at 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And Ed, you got sunny skies and 85 today, 84 tomorrow, mostly sunny, 80 on Sunday. Not too shabby.
Not bad at all.
And a lot of things happening this weekend, too. So
it's very nice indeed. So we're looking forward to this weekend, especially tomorrow. Tomorrow should be a very sunny day. And if you have anything going on outside, a great day to do it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff. We'll be at the, well, we have the, I won't be there. I'll be out of town this weekend. But we have the WILL tent, and it'll be staffed. You can go see some folks at the Market of the Square and get yourself one of the hot off the presses DVDs of the Memorial Stadium History Show. And take it home, and they'll cost $21.50, including tax, by the way. And you can take it home and watch it in time to watch the game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff at